6th to 13th of February, I'm Steve-O, this is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Opportunities for social housing in Bedford are on the decline, according to data provided by the Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities. 817 retainers in the borough were recommended for social housing in the 2022 to 2023 period, down by 10 in the previous year. These are the lowest recorded numbers in a decade, excluding lockdown, falling in that 10-year span by 25%. Michael Grove, the Housing Minister, is proposing a scheme requiring at least 10 years in the UK and 2 years in the area you wish to live before being considered for social housing. Matt Downey, the CEO for housing charity Crisis, said that urgent action is needed to deal with homelessness and the lack of affordable housing. Residents living close to Cranfield Airport are questioning the council's lack of local consultation regarding the placement of a new radar tower measuring over 120 feet. Cranfield University, which owns the airport, said the structure will improve the airport's capacity to map airspace. Central Bedfordshire Council said it has been transparent in its construction plan. The National Sheep Association is requesting that dogs should always be kept on a lead following an incident where a pregnant sheep was chased by a dog into an area near a river. Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue were called to Clifton Road in Shefford. Firefighters disentangled the animal from branches very close to the flooded river's edge. Jamie Martin, the watch commander, said dog owners need to keep their animals on a lead when in the vicinity of other animals, such as horses, cattle or sheep. Three lifts at the River Street parking garage in Bedford will soon be replaced. Work will be scheduled in two phases, beginning next Monday through May, then ending the second stage around mid-July. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.